Hey boys and girls, it's Mrs. Oldham. Today we're going to read Pumpkin Hill by Elizabeth Spurr and illustrated by Whitney Martin. When you hear this sound, turn the page. So let's turn the page. Pumpkin Hill by Elizabeth Spurr, illustrated by Whitney Martin. For Peter, Pumpkin Eater, and Melissa, she's a keeper. To Wendy Wade, Linda, and Lee, with love, Wit. There once was a pumpkin, a lonely, only pumpkin, that grew on the brink of a great green hill. The sun shone, the rain fell, the pumpkin grew and grew, larger and orangier and plump, plump, plumper. Till one fine day it broke from its vine and roly-poly down the hill. The pumpkin hit a stone and kersplat! That was that. Or was it? The pumpkin seeds lay on the soft, fertile earth, which soon wore a blanket of snow. In spring, the farmer came with his horse-drawn plow, scattering the seeds across the great green hill. But he and his wife could not agree, barley or corn, alfalfa or hay. So the hill was left unplanted, except for the pumpkin seeds. The rains came, the sun shone, the seeds grew into sprouts, the sprouts into vines, vines with leaves, leaves and flowers, flowers into roly-poly pumpkins. But since no one came to pick them, they withered away, except for the pumpkin seeds. In spring, the farmer plowed once more. Tomatoes? Potatoes? Turnips? His hill remained unplanted, except for the pumpkin seeds. Sun and rain, once around again, sprouts, vines, roly-poly pumpkins, which withered away, except for... Once again in spring, the farmer plowed, but didn't sow. Little did he know he had no need. Beneath the soil, a crop was widely planted. Those hardy little pumpkin seeds. They grew in sun and rain, from small green lumpkins into round, fat plumpkins. Because the farmer lived on the far side of the hill, he did not see that the land had turned a bright orange with a mass of roly-poly pumpkins. There came a mighty wind, the whirly-swirly kind. It blew the vines into a tangle and sent the pumpkins rumble-tumble, hurtling down the great green hill. The valley town was wakened by a roar as loud as thunder, as thousands of pumpkins thumped and bumped down the slope. Behold, a golden avalanche! Traffic jammed, shops shut. What a delightful disaster! The pumpkins bonked pedestrians and ricocheted off walls. They rolled into the marketplace and tumbled all the vegetables into a giant tossed salad. Pumpkins rolled into canneries and stalled conveyor belts, cried the workers. This is more than our cannery can. One could not help but chuckle to see uppity folks struggle with those most unruly roly-polies. Who could stay a grouchy pumpkin among those jolly, bumping pumpkins? The mayor called a meeting. What shall we do with this preposterous predominance of pumpkins? Make jack-o'-lanterns, cried the children. Remember, it's almost Halloween. So the mayor decreed that each citizen must take home a pumpkin to carve. But when all had claimed their share, a plethora of pumpkins still lined the sides of the road. The children cried, make pumpkin pies! All Hallows' Eve at moonrise, the whole valley glowed with the grins of 6,000 jack-o'-lanterns. The night air wafted the scent, spicy and sweet, of 3,005 pumpkin pies. Children dressed as ghosts and goblins paraded on the green. Each held a candled pumpkin. What a blazing Halloween! The farmer apologized for causing such a mess. The frazzled mayor shouted, "No more pumpkins!" The farmer and his wife talked head to head. Then he announced to the crowd, "I'd like to set aside my great green hill for all these children. They can run here, they can hide, ski, slide, or pony ride. They'll grow healthy, they'll grow tall on this land that I will call Pumpkin Hill." "A propitious solution," said the mayor, "for our pumpkin pollution." Then the mayor imposed a harsh punishment on anyone who scattered pumpkin seeds. The guilty one must gobble 15 pumpkin pies within a quarter of an hour. That is the reason why on Halloween, after carving grim faces with firelit eyes, children salt, roast, and eat for supper or snack those perniciously prolific pumpkin seeds. The end.